book. Today, we have a very, very as I was saying, this is Colby on the Blog Talk Network. Tonight we have a very special guest we are waiting on, Alyssa Mensu from AMC Beacon Hill, the Dial of the Heart, and Game Day, and she will be calling in very soon, and I'm so excited. So we are waiting for her, you guys. So I hope everyone's having a good Friday. There was so much to cover today. And we are just waiting for her to come on the show. So, so why don't I put a little music on until she? Oh no. There's so much going on in the soaps, but by now, everyone, I am so excited. I'm more excited than I think I've been in a long time. Alyssa Mensu is here. She's here. Yippee. Remember her from Kendall Hart, you know, in my book, the only Kendall Hart there ever was. Desire of the Heart, Game Day, Begin Here. So let's welcome Alyssa Mensu. Hi.
Hi, guys.
I am so excited.
Wait, first of all, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was not sure. Okay. Ah, yay! Well, because I'm on a funky phone, and I have funky reception in this crazy New York City apartment. So, of course
you would. It's New York.
It's New York, exactly. How are you?
Good. I'm just so excited because I want you to come back to daytime so bad. Like,
no.
It's so bad how much I want you to come back.
Aww.
It's like, every time I hear about someone coming back, I'm like, no, that's not acceptable. I want Alyssa to come back because everyone missed you. I missed you the most because Kendall and Greenlee had the type of relationship that was so funny, so cute, everything.
Everyone
misses that.
Yeah, it was a great relationship. The way they wrote Rebecca and I was just, you know, it was actually the beginning of our friendship to this day. She's you know, been one of my best friends for 11, 12 years now, and it's because we spent so much time together as Greenlee and Kendall fighting, and those fights
yes.
were so much fun that it just bonded us, and we just became, you know, friends. And it was a special relationship, too, because they loved each other like sisters. So, yeah, you know, I'm here in New York City, and all the soaps are in L.A. And like I said, I'm absolutely open to going back to one, but it would have to be the right timing, and it would have to be the right role for me to pick up and leave my family across the country. You know.
Well, of course.
That's
the only bad thing about all the soaps in, you know, in L.A. now, because I feel sorry for the New York people who's having to commute and all that.
Yeah,
and
well, like my lovely pal Torsten Kay, who goes back and forth. He flies out every week, every Monday he flies out, and he leaves his wife.
I didn't know if he finally, you know, commuted. I mean, finally bought a house in, you know, L.A. or if he was still commuting.
No, he's, I mean, his Yeah, his girls go to school, and you know, they have a house in Connecticut with his wife Susan, and his girls go to school here. So I'm sure he's renting a place. I'm sure he has a place out there, but he literally flies out on Mondays. He tapes 3 or 4 shows, and then he flies right back on Fridays to see his family. He's been doing this for what? It'll be 1.5 years already, and you know, it's hard. I mean, he can handle it fine, but it's hard. You know, he misses his girls.
It's
a great job. So,
and I mean, I'm sure he misses you and Ritzy, because things since Osin K, you guys are the reason why you guys got together, which I think is really cool. I mean,
having
your co-star set you up with his best friend is, I think, the way to go.
And you know what? It really is. And what's great is that he is such. I mean, we text each other, we talk on the phone, he stops by to see us, we go to his house, he comes to our house, we spend the night at his house. So he's an uncle to my daughter, Willow, and, you know, he's always, his daughters, you know, are like cousins to my daughter. So what's great is that no matter what, he's always going to be, you know, somebody in my life, which is great. Go ahead.
No, exactly. I think that's the way it should be, and, you know. But I always wanted to know, how was having, you know, your husband and Thurston, our best friend, how was doing on the kissing scenes and everything? Because here they were best friends, and here you are making out with Thurston day to day.
You know what? I got to tell you, how lucky am I? These two handsome men, I get to wake up and kiss one and go to work and kiss the other. You know, lucky me. I have to say, when my husband Richie and I first got together, Zach and Kendall were not a couple yet. We were not a couple.
Oh.
We were so my husband used to joke. He was like, imagine if they made you guys a couple. He would joke, right? And then maybe about 5-6 months later, I was like, honey, they're putting me and Thurston together. And, you know, and then from there, it wasn't just putting us together. It was, you know, a love story that lasted 6 years. So,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, and Thurston's so respectful. You know, like we really had so much fun doing our scenes that we enjoyed them. We would laugh all the way through them, and my husband Richie, he just wouldn't watch them. He's like, you know what? I trust you guys. I don't need to watch. So he never would watch our love scenes ever. I don't blame him.
me either. Because
right?
I mean, come on. They were hot. I'm sorry. You two guys had it. You guys had it together. You guys just, you know, when you broke up for a while, I'm like, okay, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable.
This is not right.
Something's
wrong here.
I mean, I also love you and Cameron Matheson, too. I mean,
Ryan. He was like my first. Well, you know, because I was new to the soap then, so he was like my first on-screen kiss. He was my first real TV love interest, and Cameron and I had such a great energy together also. Very different from Zach and Kendall, you know, it was like very different.
Yeah, it was.
Like Zach and Kendall were more mature. They were more mature, and Kendall and Ryan were, you know, a little younger and you know, finding their way with each other. So, and you know, and to this day also, I mean, Cameron, I mean, he literally texted me, I think he texted me last week, and just to say hi and that he was missing me. And he's another one, you know. There were very few people who were at my wedding, and I can name the four from the show. Eden Riegel, Rebecca Budig, Cameron Matheson, Thurston Kay. Those four. Those four were at my wedding. They were my closest friends from the show, and to this day, they're, you know, I have other friends from the show that I'm close with also, but those four I knew from day one. And you're there in my life, which is great.
I mean, you and Ryan, and when you guys had Spike, my sister was getting pregnant, and everyone said it was a girl. And, well, I thought it was a girl, but I'm like, I go, hey, if you have a boy, can you name it Spike? And she looked at me like I was crazy.
Wait,
and I'm like,
did
no,
she? Don't tell me she did. Did she?
No, to be few. And I go, hey, I'm going to be an aunt and uncle. I'm not going to get married and have kids. So you have to give me a spike.
You better give me a spike. Right.
Yeah, and she looked at me and goes, okay, that name's cute, but I don't think my husband will go for it. So I'm very excited. No, I call him Spike sometimes. And my sister looks at me and goes, would you stop it? You're going to confuse him. And he's seven now.
Funny.
But I'm like,
oh, that's so funny. Spike.
I love that name.
Oh, it's so, you know, you're one of the few because, you know, are you kidding me? Everybody would say, you know, why did she name him the name of a dog? Like people used to make fun of that name. Everyone made fun of that name. So I'm glad you liked it because I don't think many other people did.
Well, yeah, I thought it was cute.
It's very original, put it that way. Very original.
You know, I love that how you and Ryan and Zach and Kenu were, you know, you guys might argue, but at the end of the day, it was about the kids.
Yeah,
it was about the kids.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice dynamic. I mean, when I got to work with Torsten and Cameron together, I was the happiest girl in the world. I mean, all I did was laugh. Except for the days when we had really emotional stuff and I was crying over them, which, you know, we had for a while. They were very respectful.
Yeah.
They left me, you know, they left me alone. They let me go and prepare, and they were always supportive. And they were, you know, because I had a lot of emotional stuff. They were right there, just supporting me. But then on the days when we didn't have emotional stuff and we were just fighting and being silly, oh my God, we had to start and stop the scenes so many times due to me laughing. Simply because they made me laugh way too much.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I mean,
you know, it's a nice way to spend your day.
I mean, those guys are incredible. I mean, Cameron, I don't know if he's sleeping anymore. I'm kind of worried about my little buddy. I would love to interview him.
Because he's the busiest man on the planet. Yes. No, I know.
He's always been that way.
Even, like, when he was on All My Children, he was doing Good Morning America, Dancing with the Stars. He was always hosting something. Now he's like one of the main anchors on Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, I know. I watch them every night.
Yeah.
I can't.
And then all the Hallmark movies and you know,
yes.
He's a workhorse. I think he thrives on working. But the great thing is that he is the best dad. I mean, one of the best dads. So he dedicates a big chunk of time to his family, which is, you know, he has a good balance. But I know what you're saying, like, he must not sleep because between work and his family, he's like Superman. I don't know how he does it.
Well, and being still one of the hottest sexy guys, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. He's ageless. I mean, he's like...
Yeah, and
like,
we
like,
need
come
him.
On, Cameron. Can you start looking a little bit older? Nope.
And, so I mean, the thing is, when he was playing Ryan Lavery over on AMC, when AMC got canceled, I'm like, okay, let's bring him in General Hospital because they're the Lavery there. They can't have him disrelated. But no, has anyone listened to me yet? No.
No.
And I'm like, I would love to see, I mean, and Rebecca's on General Hospital now.
I know. And I'm so proud of her.
You can tell her I love her. I love her. She's one of my favorite actresses. But sometimes I just want to slap Hayden.
I definitely will. I just,
you know her character, Hayden? Have you been watching her?
I have to say, I don't watch the show. I'm terrible. I don't watch Torsten on the Bold and the Beautiful either. I don't watch any soaps right now. I'm just running around too busy. But I'm proud of them. I heard that her character, Hayden, is super fun. I'm sure.
Super fun, but everyone wants to kill her by now. I mean, and that's the funny part of it. Everyone's like, she's not like Greenlee. I'm like, you guys, she's playing another role.
She's different.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
No, because Greenlee, well, think about it, though. For a while, when Greenlee first came on, people wanted to kill her, too. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then they gave her time, and then Rebecca made Greenlee very lovable. So she has the potential to do the same thing with this character she's playing. It is hard, though, because they're comparing her to Greenlee, you know, and it's just she's doing a different character, just like Torsten's, you know, Ridge is not Zach. But I can imagine it's hard because, like, when I did Beacon Hill, I remember people saying, oh, you're just like Kendall. I'm like, yeah, I know it's hard to kind of see the difference, you know, because I look the same and I kind of played some of the things the same. So it's hard for you to get the character that you're so used to seeing us play out of your heads. I understand that. That makes sense.
Exactly. And, you know, like, you know, I mean, when I heard Thurston was going over to B&B as Riz, I'm like, oh, awesome, he's back. And, you know, when he's getting together with this, you know, much younger woman on there, and I'm like thinking, oh, my God, I wonder what Alyssa thinks now.
I literally have not seen it. But I can tell you this. Thurston has chemistry with everybody. He's one of those men that women love, women are drawn to, and he's a very good actor. So, you know, of course he had good chemistry with me, but he's going to have good chemistry with everybody. And, you know, and he's working with great actresses, so no matter who you put him with, he's going to have sparks because he brings that out in every woman, which is good. That's what you want. You want to see him have chemistry with someone, or then it'll be super boring, you know?
Exactly, but if we could bring B&B back to the East Coast or one of the soaps, you know, I would.
Then I can bust into town and then I can cause trouble for Ridge. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people wanted to know how I was working with Susan Lucy, because that, well, I would be intimidated, you know,
no,
just
let
knowing.
Me tell you. Right, because she's the queen of daytime. I mean, she's Susan Lucci. So when I got the role in All My Children, I had never seen the show. But the one person that I did know was Susan Lucci. So when I heard that I was playing her daughter, I got very nervous. The first day I met her, she was so warm and loving to me and gave me the nicest greeting, gave me a hug, and she immediately set the tone for how my 10 years with her would be. And I think we work very similar. We're very focused when we're on set. And, you know, when we would not be on set, we would eat lunch together, and we're both very health conscious, so we'd both order, like, the same healthy lunches, and we'd talk about our exercise, and, you know, we're healthy ladies.
Yeah.
And so we actually had a lot in common, and we were friends. And she was so classy and so kind to me always. And then throughout the years, we just, you know, as I played all those scenes as her daughter, we just cultivated this really great friendship. And, you know, to this day, a few months ago, you know, she sent me a text saying hi, and I told her congratulations on Devious Maids. So it was in the beginning, like I said, I was nervous, but then she made me feel so comfortable that I was able to just kind of blossom with her. And, you know, she's very professional. So I have a filthy mouth, so I have to be careful not to curse around her.
Oh, so do I. I have a bad mouth, too. And when I'm on the mouth, I have to be good. Yeah.
Susan is such a lady. She's such a lady that you don't want to curse around her. So, you know, I'm definitely on my best behavior with her, you know, because I want to be, because she's just such a classy lady. You know, then I go hang out with Rebecca, and then I'm like, shit, damn it, blah, 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 you know.
The thing is, too, you and Eden, another, you and Bianca have me in tears most of the time.
Oh my God!
Because you
that was quite a special, I think, TV relationship. Those two sisters, the way they wrote us was like, you know, if you have sisters or you're close with somebody, that relationship touched you, because I felt, you know, to this day when I see her, you know, I feel that kind of sister connection, because the stuff that we went through together was intense a lot of the time.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, when you told her about, you know, it's okay, no matter what, I love you, about, you know, whether or not she wanted to have a baby.
Oh, yes.
I remember every moment of you guys'
scenes. That was like one of my first intense scenes ever with her. That's when I told her that it was okay to have the abortion. Is that what I said?
Yeah, it was okay no matter what. You would stand by her and...
Yes.
You know, but you didn't judge it. But the way it came out, people were crying. It was like,
I remember that was like one of my first really emotional scenes that I ever did on the show. And I just remember coming home from, it was like one of my first kind of big emotional scenes. I remember coming home that day and just crying because it, you know, you as an actor, you go there emotionally and you give everything you have, and sometimes that's still with you. You know, sometimes you cry and sometimes you still have a little bit left that maybe I didn't get out on camera. So I remember going home and just crying simply because it was a very intense day and my body just went through something. And I remember Eden and I hugged each other for a good 10 minutes and then we sat and we ate chocolate covered popcorn because we were so like emotionally spent. We were like, give us food. We need food now. It was a great memory.
Yeah. And the same when, you know, the baby switch happened and you were a part of that, I mean, it wasn't your fault or anything. But when when you had to tell your baby's gone, and I'm, like, screaming at the TV, Kendall, you're wrong. The baby is not gone. The baby's
alive.
Babe,
is this when I had to say, when I had to say that Miranda is gone?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
That was hard to do. That was, ugh. I get, like, chills when I think about it. Because I've seen it on YouTube, too, because on Twitter, people will, they'll send me like, their favorite scenes. So I get to like, rewatch some of my old scenes. And recently, somebody sent me that one. And so I watched it. I had forgotten how intense it was. I watched it, and I'm, like, sitting here like a fool on my computer crying, watching something that I taped, like, 10 years ago. Because, I mean, Eden breaks your heart, and she breaks your heart in that scene. She's heartbreakingly. I think that she got. That may have been the year she won her Emmy. It may have been. I think that was the year that she either won her Emmy or that she got nominated. It was one of those years.
Yeah, I think she won it.
Yeah.
But is this? You guys have this intense relationship, and then when they brought on you, handsome brother.
Wait, which
again,
one? You mean Colin? Colin Egglesfield, who played...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Colin Egglesfield, who played Josh. Because if you remember, Kendall had a brother before that. His name was Trey, and he was played by the gorgeous Sam Page. I don't know if you remember that. That was like...
Yeah.
That was my... Yes. Well, she has some gorgeous brothers.
Yes, I know. And I'm like, can you be careful? You guys are brothers and sisters, but,
what a crying shame, man. Oh, too bad. Yes, Colin, he did a really good job playing Josh. He had, that was a hard role for him to do, because a lot of people were like, you know, Erica doesn't have a son, you know. But he added a really great dynamic to the family, I think.
Exactly, and what I loved it was, it brought more human to it, to you, and, you know, you have a brother, and what I loved about it is, you know, you guys were so great, and then my favorite episode before I bring fans on for They Won't Kill Me, well, I could talk to you all day, too, this is my problem, with the writing of Erica and Jackson and how all of you guys, like Resi and Greenlee, how all of you guys were able to become this family with Lily and...
Yes. Oh, my God. And Reggie. Remember Reggie?
Yes.
Who, by the way, is like a giant star now. Lily and Reggie.
I know.
Lily and Reggie, Levin and Michael B. Jordan, are both big movie stars, as they should be. I remember saying to the both of them, I was like, you guys... They were young, they were gorgeous, they were great actors, and they were able to keep up with a crazy daytime pace. And I said to them, you're going to both go and be big old movie stars. Like, I used to say that to them, boom. I mean, the two of them are just kicking ass. Like, every time I see them, it makes me smile.
And, I mean, just how the wedding was and how Jackson...
Oh, the wedding! Oh, that's right.
Yes,
and yellow dresses.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would have picked something else.
I always think
but...
about the clothes. The yellow dresses.
but, I mean, what I loved about it was you guys were all getting to be a family, and I loved how Jackson treated Kendall like another doll along with Greenlee.
Yeah, that was very special. That cultivated a great relationship between me and Walt Willie. a great relationship between. So, you know, and to this day, he's also one of my close friends because he had sort of that fatherly relationship.
Yeah,
with me.
You guys did. You guys had this fatherly connection, and
yeah,
it was so great because he understood you, and you know, and he understood Erica, you know, and you know, he would get the kids in line if you guys had to, but just. I just remember all the fights you and Greenlee had, and the in the swimming pool. The
that is a classic fight, and I will tell you, it was 40 degrees that day, and Rebecca and I were, we thought we were going to get hypothermia. We were so cold. We both felt ill the next day. We were, we had so much fun. We were, you know, we were laughing, but I don't even know. Maybe it was a heated pool. It was probably heated, but outside of the pool was like, horrendous. Hi, girlfriend. So my daughter just walked in. So if you hear a little chit chat, it's my sweet little daughter wearing a little tiara on her head. She just had a dinner date with Daddy.
Oh,
Daddy
is fun.
Daddy just took her on a little dinner date. Yep. And they just walked in. So if you hear that's
okay. I mean, I you know. I still think you and Wissy to have another one. I'm sorry. Willow is, like, the cutest kid ever.
Aww.
And I'm like, how can have one? I mean,
We'll see what happens. You never know.
Get pregnant. But I'm like, no, that would be kind of... crossing this interview, so I'm not. But I just think you guys are so cute, so of course I would.
You sound like? Can I tell you who you sound like? My gynecologist. She's like, oh, for God's sakes, have another one already. You had such a good pregnancy. You have a great kid. You guys are so cute. Have another one. So there you go.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree. Maybe I should call up your gynecologist.
My gyno, have a conversation. You guys can chit-chat. Think of a name.
Yeah, and say, hey, call in. I mean, this
call into the show and tell everybody how great giving birth to Willow was because it was fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. But the poo scene, I watched so many times on YouTube because I'm like, you guys really went at it. You guys
We did. I mean, Rebecca and I we've done many scenes like that where we're jumping on top of each other, and she would always say she's gonna break me like a twig, and she'd jump on me and I'd jump on her. But we did go at it, and it was super fun. But I tell you, we were so cold. We were so cold. Peekaboo. But it was fun. It was fun, but it was very physical. I mean, we have a stunt coordinator there. A stunt coordinator who, like, helps us, you know, with exactly, like, how the fight should be so that nobody actually gets hurt.
Oh. Yeah, my next question was, did any of those scenes make one of you go to the ER? Because
no. Thank goodness, no. I mean, we were in really good hands, and everything was very coordinated so that we would not get hurt. So we were good, I promise.
Well, I mean, I would, you know, I thought that someone would cover Rebecca Greenlee and Kenu fight in a daytime epic scene, and both of them got rushed to the emergency room. That's, you know, that would have been funny.
You mean if our characters got to the emergency? Okay. I thought you meant me and Rebecca. I was like, well, no.
No.
Oh, Greenlee and Kendall. That would be funny. Wasn't there a time when we were both in the hospital? I feel like there was a time when we were both in the hospital. I don't remember, I remember doing something. Like, we were both in hospital gowns. I couldn't tell you when that was, though, because it's all blurred to me.
I mean, the thing is, you guys were so good. And whenever you talk to Rebecca, again, I would love a Greenlee and Kendall interview. Just because,
I'll certainly ask her. Yeah, I mean, who knows? You know, now she is a new mommy these days, so aside from her working, little baby. Her schedule's a little funky, but you know what? We can always try it and see.
Yeah, and I mean, and you're in Thorson. If I could get Kendu and Zach reunion, do you know how popular I would be? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, to this day I have lovely fans trying to actually to get us to do like a like an autograph signing together, like a Kendu and Zach reunion. And I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to come to that. And the man that I spoke to in charge is like, oh, they'll come. And I was like, okay, well, I'm down with it if Torsten is. It's just it's always a matter of when. I mean, I don't think he's a fan of doing those things,
but
we'll
see. But you can't ask Torsten to come on with you because he doesn't have a Twitter. He is the hardest person to get a hold of. He's off social media.
I think he wants it that way.
I'm like, well, it won't hurt if I ask Alyssa if...
Well, you know, it can't hurt to ask me. I can always pass it along to him, and we'll see. You know, he's always like, I don't know. But
you never know.
You may catch him on a good day. You never know.
Well, yeah, and send him flowers or something before you're going to ask him or something. But I better
I would send him a bottle of scotch. That's what I would send him.
Yeah, send him a couple of bottles, but I better bring on alcohol or he's going to
accept
me.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Bobby, you on the air.
Hey, Alyssa. It's great to talk to you
Bobby.
Again.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
It's great to talk to you again because I remember you.
I know your voice, Darlene. I know exactly who you are. You know what? You're one of the best fans because you are right there supporting every interview I do, and you always call in, and I love that. So it's so nice to talk to you again.
Well, I missed the opportunity back in August of 2012 to get a chance to talk to you because I was in Orlando, Florida. I didn't see your folks. So I do apologize for that, but I also got a chance to talk to you, Sarah, and Crystal, and I suggested at the time maybe them coming back to soaps, and I know you tweeted around Valentine's Day about to some Days people, and at the time I thought, is Alyssa coming to Days Our Lives?
Wait, say that again. I was tweeting to who? Who was I tweeting to?
You were tweeting to a few people on Days and just commenting how...
Oh yes. Because I grew up watching that show. I did not grow up watching all my children. I grew up watching that show. So when I see like vets coming back to that show, I get excited because I grew up watching them.
I always looked at Nicole and Sammy and now Teresa being almost similar to what Kendall was on All My Children, the way that you and Sarah put it together.
Interesting.
And I wouldn't mind, if you don't mind commuting back and forth from the East Coast, West Coast, since they tape 4 months in advance, of you joining Days if your daughter
Do they really? Do that far in advance?
No, they take 6 months. Bobby, they take 6 months now.
6 months out for real? We would tape like a month ahead of time on All My Children. That's it. Like maybe a month or two. But six, wow.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
my grandmother is a big fan of the show too. I grew up watching it, so I keep track of them sometimes, and I think there's some really, really great actors on that show.
Yeah, it would be great to just get Willow to play Ariana if you can get her out of school during the summer to play that role and have her back during the holidays, depending on how long Days is still on by then.
If it's still on, if Days is still on, is that what you said?
Yeah. Because I know that after the current contract up, it might get canceled or anything.
I hope not.
Bobby, they say that every time it freaks the fans out. But I mean, we just have to fight for it. We don't want it to be.
I know what you're saying though, because there were rumors about All My Children, and that ended up being true. But never say never. You know, things can get saved, and I feel like they have a really good group over there. So hopefully we'll put out good energy for them and hope that they do well.
It will also be great to see, you know, Rebecca and you reunite on General Hospital. I'm so wrong in Frank is trying to get you on there. I'm surprised that you didn't just make a surprise announcement that he was going to pop up for the live show and then become a regular cast member.
That would have been hilarious. Well, you know, I think, you know, they have so many wonderful people on that show. And they have so many strong women that they don't really need me, to be honest. And they all know that I live in New York, so maybe I'm off their radar. Who knows? But you know what? You never know what the future holds.
Yeah,
and like I said, I'm absolutely open to whatever is meant to be, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah, because my only regret with that, now that you brought that up, is you didn't return back to All My Children for the internet version, because that would have been great to see you back on there.
Oh, can I tell you? Well, did you know that before that got canceled, I actually spoke to Ginger, who was the producer, and I had agreed to come back to the online version. And then when I agreed to do that, I was just waiting on my shoot date. She was telling me what the story was going to be with Zach, and then it got canceled, so I never had a chance to.
Right, so, right, because I know
isn't that.
That
a bummer?
And, yeah,
yes.
that's horrible. Because other than Kay McLean, who is now on Y&R right now, and Melissa Archer and Kathy DePire, who are both on Days of Our Lives, nothing really. There's not that many people that I'm familiar with from the updated online version that were on there, other than that I'm familiar with. So that kind of sucks.
I know. You know what though? Like I said, like you just never know. Like somebody could pop on and. You know, some show could move here, or some new show could start, or you know, maybe there'll be some fun thing where I get to pop on to one of the other shows. In fact, Torsten and I are always trying to find something that we can work together on, whether it's a web series or an independent film. He says, you know, let's find something to do together. So we're looking for a project to do together. You know, if it's not going to be soap, there's other things that we could do. So of course I'll let you guys know.
you could do a Lifetime movie together.
Oh my gosh, that would be hot. I say yes. Let's put that out there.
Yes, a Lifetime movie, you guys. Yeah, I mean, Bobby, did you have any other questions, sweetie?
Okay, I think all the questions I basically have asked her have just been anything, but this has been my lifelong dream for 13 years to actually meet you.
Wait a minute, you're telling me that, I know your picture, I know you're from Twitter, I know you from talking to you, but we've never met.
Well, you know what, maybe...
Where do you live? Where are you?
I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, so maybe...
You're in North Carolina,
maybe you can
just
make
beautiful.
A surprise appearance here. I mean, if you can follow me on Twitter and just write me back and stuff like that, maybe we can just see what's going on, because I have you on MySpace for a while, but nobody uses MySpace anymore.
Oh, my gosh, do you remember that? That's so funny. I don't even think anybody uses that anymore, do they?
Yeah, so I had you on MySpace for a while, but like I said, this has been a dream for 13 years to actually meet you, because during the Super Soap event in Florida.
We have to do some fan event down there, you know?
Yeah.
I love it down there.
Yeah. That'd be a great idea, because I know that Dave...
Let's see what happens. Put it that way.
Dave did an Atlanta event, and I was unable to go to, and they do Greenville, South Carolina a lot, but maybe we can just see what happens, because I wanted to meet you when Daytime Emmys was in New York, but couldn't afford to get time off to go up to New York or the Super Soap event in Florida, but couldn't get time off and the money for that.
Oh, those are crazy. There's so many. There were so many people at those. It's tricky to try to meet somebody there. I say thank you for your support and for always supporting me. That really means a lot.
Well, if I can drop you a line on Twitter and you can just follow me from there and we can communicate back and forth later on tonight, maybe I can see what happens. I mean,
you're funny.
Do you have a Facebook
later
page?
Later tonight, I will be putting my child to bed.
Willow needs to go to bed at some point, Bobby.
Maybe tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you so much.
Alyssa, before I go, you can follow me on Facebook at Bobby Evans, of course.
Listen, Bobby, I'm not on Facebook.
No,
but I am on
not.
Twitter. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, can I tell you, I fought it for so long. You know, when Facebook became really popular, I was working so much at All My Children that I simply did not have time, because I know, you know, it takes time and you connect with people, and I just remember being so exhausted from working so much that I had no interest. And then it became popular again when I had my daughter, when I had Willow, and I was like, nope, I'm still not interested. Finally, my manager was like, can you at least get on Twitter so you can somehow talk with the fans? And I was like, oh, Twitter sounds fun. So I ended up doing Twitter. Now, of course, I love it, and I'm, like, addicted to it. But Bobby, I can find you on Twitter, okay? How does that
sound? Okay, well, that's cool. That's cool. Just follow me. Like, just follow me. I'll
Bobby Evans, I know you. I know you, Victor.
Well, cool.
Thanks again for everything.
Know me, too. Obviously know me, too, because between you and Terry, I communicate a lot. And who knows, maybe we might see you over on YR. Maybe it would be great to have a future reunion between you and Amelia because she got two
things. Oh, my gosh. I know,
Amelia.
I have so many friends on that show, too. Melissa Egan, come on. My pals.
Melissa.
I got some pals on that show, too. I think I have friends on every single show now. So any show I were to go on, I'd be happy because I have pals over there. So
I know it's a week late, but I want to wish you a late happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. It's okay. We're still in Mother's Day mode. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay. Have a good night, Liz.
Thanks, honey. You too.
Okay. Right. Bobby, I will put you on hold, babe. I have a couple of fan questions. People want to know how you felt when AMC was canceled, and did the cast know, like a month or two before, or were you guys like stunned like the rest of us?
None of us were stunned because we had heard rumors about a year before it even happened. And then when they sat us down to tell us that we were going to move the entire production from New York to Los Angeles, we thought, okay, this is their way of trying to save the show by cutting costs and moving us across the country. If that doesn't work, we're going to be canceled. This is what most of us thought. So between the actors, we all thought the show was on its last leg, and we knew that it could eventually happen. When it did happen, there were a few rumors swirling around for like a week or two before, and there was even something in the newspaper. There were just rumors, and I remember we were all talking about it, going this could happen any day. So when I even went home and told Richie, I said, you know, I think the show's going to be canceled. Ironically, my contract was up like a month or two before that. And I wasn't sure if I was going to renew simply because I had a new baby and I wanted to spend more time with my child, maybe take some more time off. So I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. But then we got this email from ABC saying, mandatory meeting, even if you're not working, come to work today at 1. And I remember I was looking on my phone, and I was in the hair and makeup room getting my makeup done, and I turned to everybody and I said, you guys, I think this is going to be the cancellation meeting. And everyone kind of, we were all like, ugh, you're probably right. So then we saw people walking in the building, all these corporate people, all the men in suits from ABC. I mean, what else could it have possibly? You know, at that point, you know, you're like, why are all these corporate Disney people walking into our building? And none of them were smiling. They all looked like somebody had just died. You know what I'm saying? And then Brian Franz walked in, and then we knew. I mean, when that happens, you know, they gathered all of us together, and then there was a big screen TV, and on the other TV, we were going, who are all these people on this TV? It was the cast and crew of One Life to Live on the TV. So we could see us and they could see them. We could see them and they could see us. Yeah. And then Brian Franz was with us live, but he had to tell them through like a TV. So he got up and he basically told us. And he told us and he told One Life to Live at the exact same time. And, you know, if I tell you, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, there was no one cried or anything. It was just silent. I think a lot of people were in shock, and I think a lot of people who did know were just taking it all in, you know, very quietly and just taking it all in. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And the last person that I saw to walk in the room was Susan Lucci, and I remember everybody was looking at her because they wanted to know how she was going to react, but I think she knew before. I'm pretty sure that they told her.
Yeah.
They told her privately in her dressing room before, and she probably talks about that in her book too.
She talked about going on the Tonight Show and telling everyone, oh, we're okay, we will, you know, AMC is going on, we are not getting canceled.
They made her think that.
Yeah, and then 2-3 weeks later, the cancellation, and in my view, I'm sorry, but, you know, everyone was, you know, calling Susan a liar, and I'm like, wait a moment, no.
No, she would never.
It made me very mad because I'm like, no, she did not know.
Yeah.
And I will always say this before I bring my host Maggie on, that moving you guys to California, no one liked it because the stress was so different.
Yeah, everything was different. Yeah.
It didn't feel like home to the view.
Yeah, it didn't feel like home. It didn't feel like home to us either, trust me. I mean, it was very, very different. When I went out there, I was like, oof. The crew, you know, I ended up having a good year or 2 years there, and it was, you know, I grew to love the crew, and they became my family. But it still didn't feel like the original All My Children. It didn't.
No, and that's what a lot of people were angry about, because no one wanted, you know, AMC moved to New York, all the views, and then I thought about all the cast that had to give up their homes in New York for a year or two, and that just made me mad. I mean,
the only one that I think helped
was Cameron, because he was always doing everything
but it didn't help any one of you guys.
I thought, and I was very outspoken about it.
Yeah.
I was very mad. I had to come on the air, and people were calling in like crazy, so upset. And then
it is what it is, and it happened, and a lot of us were prepared for it, you know, and
That's good to know, because I didn't want all of you guys shocked, like, you know, because
it was still a shock that it happened, because we thought, wow, you know, this show that's been on for 40 some odd years is coming to an end. It was very surreal, but you know, so it was definitely still a shock, but yet we knew that it was going to happen eventually. So
this is the thing that it came on April Fool's Day. I'm like, when it was April Fool's Day, I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Nice joke.
No, it didn't.
Ha, ha, ha.
It did?
Yes. I remember
it
that so well. Yeah, it broke for April Fool's Day. The news broke, and I'm like thinking, oh, no, it's not. April Fool's joke. And then when it was on Entertainment Tonight, I believed it.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I'm
well,
like, yeah.
In fact, right after our meeting, I remember the second after our meeting ended, it hit like the web immediately. I got a million calls from people, friends and family going, oh my gosh, are you okay? Oh my gosh, what happened? Oh my gosh, I heard this. Before I even had a chance to call them, they would say, I heard. I mean, that's how quickly it came out. Because it was a big deal, a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's
so,
okay
and,
now, and everyone's, you know, everyone's doing okay.
And,
but
people always wanted to hear, you know, what someone from AMC who was actually there. And so I promised the viewers that they would get to hear the story because...
I'm happy to share the story. And, you know, we know that you all miss the show. And, you know, even though everyone's moved on, we all still miss working together. And we all still miss playing those special characters. I always thought
the reboot had a chance, but I didn't think it was organized enough.
It wasn't, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I better let my BFF Maggie on.
Yes.
Hey, Maggie.
I have to go put Miss Willow to sleep very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. Maggie, say
hey,
hi.
Hi. How are you?
Just a quick call because I love you and all my children. I mean, your daughter. Is just one child now or more than one?
Just one.
Just one.
We say for now. Just one for now. She's lovely.
I
that's why I have to go put her to sleep soon.
Well, we want you back on, and let me know what Thosin and Rebecca say about coming on.
I will thank you, Maggie, for swinging by and saying hi.
Sorry,
and of course, yes. When I if I hear anything from Rebecca or Torsten, I will absolutely, I follow you on Twitter, so I'll let you know. And
yeah.
We'll see what fun little thing we can arrange.
Okay,
terrific.
Cool.
I love it.
Have Miss Willow in bed.
I'll give her big hugs and kisses. Big hugs and kisses.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Thank you again.
Thank you guys.
Okay.
It was so lovely talking to you all.
Yeah, it was lovely talking to you too.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, hon.
Bye. That was Elisa Mintu from AMC Desire Hold Game Day, and Bobby is on with us too.
Hey, it's great to be back. I'm sorry that I hung up for about 10 minutes, but I was looking online while
that's okay.
Finish up the interview, so I didn't want to waste minutes, so I just wanted to come back on just to briefly talk about GH Live, which some of us saw in its entirety, others didn't, and I just wanted the reaction from those that did get a chance to see it, at least some of it before the news in Boston broke,
Let me touch on that, Bobby, really quick. Okay, the networks knew for this whole month that General Hospital was going live. They've been promoting the heck of it, out of it. They could have waited. I'm sorry. And that's how I feel. I'm sure Maggie will agree with me.
Yes. And I'll agree, too, because I went on Facebook immediately to WCVB, the ABC station in Boston, and there were people complaining about it. I went to WABC, there were people complaining about it. So I totally agree with you right there.
Yeah. Maggie, are you still sick, sweetie?
I'm miserable.
Well, we won't be on air long because, but did you see General Hospital live today? Maggie?
I wanted to call Alicia. I was so happy she was on today.
I know.
But I got sick at it.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, I got to hand it to Bobby for sticking around and taking the call. I got to thank Bobby for that because he kind of saved my ass, so.
But thank you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you were sick.
I would give Maggie a hard time about Cleveland being Chicago last night, but I didn't want to make it any worse than it is. So I'm not going to make it any worse. But I hope you feel much better.
Thank you.
And I went through the same thing last week, and you may have noticed when we did Monday's show that it wasn't feeling any good. I went through the same thing, springtime allergies.
Okay, so did anyone see General Hospital today? Because people are saying Lily was on.
I didn't get a chance to watch it because I was at work, but every now and then I would glance over to my phone to the network things when I heard news it was going to break, first by going to the Boston station and then going to the New York station, and oh my God, you would think there was a riot going on right now because they were just calling for the people's heads, not necessarily this guy, but the guys in charge of programming over there, they said, could you wait a 3? Or why do you have to bring the General Hospital now when it's 5?
I have a few things to say before we go off air because my poor little BFF adopted mother is sick. And we will be texting tonight, Maggie. No talking. We will be texting because I have some news for you later. So I will be texting you that. I just want to say that Tom Brady is a what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, a crybaby. Yes, a crybaby.
Thank you. That's the word I need.
Okay, and I hate him, and I don't care if hate is a strong word. I don't care what people think. I just think that, you know, he should be suspended for the whole year, and and you know what? If this happened to the Seahawks, I know that people will be going after my Seahawks. So why not go after the Patriots? People?
I don't know about you, but maybe they should investigate the way they drew out that last play that cost them the Super Bowl title.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for saying that.
Because I was ready to just call for Coach Kell's head right there the next day until I saw the replay on NFL Network and point out to several people, this is the biggest mistake in history, until a couple of days later when Sports Illustrated was offering a package, and I joked saying, is this play of football included?
Hey, and Bobby, what you said to me today earlier meant a lot to me, what you said. That was so sweet. But, yeah, I'm still mad about it. And, you know, Tom Brady needs to get out of the NFL. And I want to say I still don't think Duke is dead, my opinion. You know what? It seems odd to me that the Heat was cremated so fast. You know, but I think, what if they screwed up on the cremation?
Yeah.
What did you think, Meg?
Actually, I'm sorry, I was cross. I couldn't hear you.
No, I was saying that Duke was cremated kind of fast.
Yes.
So I think someone else is really got cremated. I'm sorry, you know. I don't think he's dead. You know, I mean, that's my view on it. And Sonny made me cry all day yesterday. And the way he was dreaming, I got happy. I was, you know, I didn't know it was dreaming. But this one, and then he woke up like he did. I'm like, sit. Yes, I said a couple of swords was to the TV. Yes, and I just want to yell at Young and the Restless really quick. Because the Young and the Restless, breaking up Avery and Dylan is inappropriate. And to tune, you know, to break up Dylan and Avery for Sarah, yuck, make me both.
I don't know why they did it.
I know, and
Sharon.
You know, what else I wanted to... Oh, and I need to see B&B tonight. I haven't seen I haven't seen any of the soaps today. But I swear, Stefano kills Marlena on Days of Our Life, I'm going to kill him. Bobby, did you watch any other soaps today?
Well, I didn't have a chance to you know, watch them. But I've been just keeping up through Twitter and Facebook and through... going on the shows. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm just very excited that Jacqueline Woods coming back to Bowling View, because I loved Jackie Mack for a long time, and I'm just...
Yeah, me too!
I mean, I didn't really care that much for Hulk, but I'm just curious to see what happens with this, with the, with that love triangle with Ivy and Leon and Steffi, especially after what we saw in February, where with Steffi and Leon, if we can pick that up where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly.
Well,
so
I kind of like Liam and Hype, Liam and Ivy.
Yeah, I like them together too, but the minute that Ivy came to the show, I thought to myself, could she really be the Steffi recap until Jacqueline actually came back to the show? Because I just thought she is just Steffi with the Aussie accent. And then I just realized that Jacqueline comes back, and then I just realized that the mystery is solved. But listen, it was great to talk to Lish again, and it was great to also get back on the show. So let me go on that note, and I'll try to talk to you in a couple of weeks because I'm not going to be able to call you next
week.
Yeah,
we will be back next week on the 22nd. We will have Kiko Ellsworth. Alyssa just tweeted me. Thank you. She had a delightful time.
Yeah. She's so
I would call. Well, I might not call in that next week because I got a reunion to attend to, a class reunion to attend to. But I'll be back the following week if there's time.
Okay. Well, we're going to end the show because I'm tired, Maggie's sick, and Maggie, I will text you in 2 minutes. I got something to tell you.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Okay, thanks, right. Bobby. Bye. Have a good night. Bye, guys. See you next week.